I registered in April. No, wait a minute, I'll take that back. War was declared in April. I registered in June. And the 19th of September, I had a uniform on. It was in 1917. So I had to, I was the second bunch that left Saginaw for Camp Custer.
Where's that, down by Battle Creek?
Battle Creek, yeah. It was 6 miles out of Battle Creek. Yeah, we didn't have no facilities when we first got down there. We had, well, our barracks wasn't even done. The west end was all open. They gave me 2 blankets. That was all farmland. They call it Fort Custer now, which was Camp Custer at that time. We had mules. I was in the 310th Engineers, Company C. We had no toilet facilities, just makeshift. And we washed in a watering trough. Had a windmill there, they pumped the water in there. The mules drank on one side, we washed on the other side. Took the ice off in September when it's a little scum ice on there, and you get up in the morning and you wash yourself with that, your teeth were rattling.
You woke up.
You really woke up, there was no question about that. So we had a, in order to get drill grounds, they had to take barbed wire fences down, roll up the barbed wire, pull the posts out. That wasn't even, from there on, I think I was in a 900 barracks, in a 900 class. From there on, after I come back, I never did see the back end of it. I don't know what, it went clear, there was a little town by the name of Augusta, I think it was. They claim it almost went back to that. But we had mule power, we had some trucks. But we had our, well, we had 6 companies and 3/10 engineers. We had over 300 head of mules. I was fortunate, I was selected as one of the 3 to get up in the morning and feed those 300 mules before breakfast. They had to be fed before 7 o'clock. So we got up early. All they got was oats. But they could hear us come. There was a lot of hee-haw going on.
Where was it? This was still at Custer?
Huh?
This was still at Custer?
This was still at Custer, yeah. Well, from there I was transferred out to Vancouver, Washington. There's an old Army engineer post out there. I was transferred out there and I spent all the rest of the duration out there, down in Washington. So...
What would they have you do there?
What we do there?
Yeah, what type of things did you have to do? Still working with you?
Does that address it too?
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
No, it doesn't.
They had trouble out there with the union, the International Workers of the World, they call them. Their short name is Wobblies. They went on a strike out in the woods. So they went to all the army camps and got volunteers to go out there, anybody that had experience in woodwork or timber or anything to look at. Then we went out there, and then we went out and worked with these fellows.
Tell them what you did out there for the ship
timber, airplane stock, and things of that kind. So we got out there, and that's what we did, you know. Our camp was half civilians and half soldiers, but we had to shed everything. We had no, we bought civilian clothes. You couldn't tell one soldier from another, or from a civilian, so that's what we did out there. We was promised that we would be out there 3 months from there, we'd go over to France. But we never got out of there. That was, we was out there for the duration.
Well,
so I didn't mind. I had a good job out of the deal. Everything was steam them days. Logs, they were hauled by car. They were dumped in the Puget Sound and she wrapped it up from there. They tucked all them into Tacoma, Seattle, to the mills. So I got myself a job firing logging engine. That's all I did. It had nice weather in the summertime, but it was no good in the winter. Rain. Little rain, what we get around here, they call it Norwegian dew. That is no rain, baby. They don't stop. Unless it's windy, then the guys won't go out. They won't go out in the woods because the trees fall over. We was at the foothill of the Olympics there where we were stationed. And across, what is Vancouver, British Columbia? It was right across. They tell us, we were told it was 17 miles over, but on a clear day, a nice day, you could look over there, you could see the whole shoreline. So that, when Kaiser Bill quit, well, then everybody else quit. So we come home again. That was back in January, the latter part of January 1919.
So what was Saginaw like when you came back then? I mean, had the war affected anything around here?
Well, not much. Couldn't get a job. No jobs available. Everything. Well, they had a shipyard. They built ships down here. Where that scrap iron outfit is there now? From the 6th Street Bridge North? They built ships there. That stopped. No place else. You couldn't get a job.
You took your own milk route then.
Yeah, we start peddling milk, and it's the only job we could get. Had a chance to buy a milk route and peddle milk for several years.
Then what happened during the Depression?
During the Depression, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. No, that was... They tore a barn down. Over on State Street, in the neighborhood of between Hemeter and Mackinac, and the fellas almost killed themselves in order to get a job there for a dollar a day, just in order to get a dollar. That you work for a dollar a day to tear that barn down. Outside of that, what was eggs? 15 cents.
We couldn't even.
15 cents a dozen. Then you couldn't hardly get them away. So, as far as we were concerned, we had food. It didn't affect us too much, but still in all, we could live.
What was Saginaw like during then? I mean, were there, the town in it, did anything shut up? Or?
I think it was more peppy than what it is now, to tell the truth about it. They had people walking around at night anyway, but they don't do nothing.
But I mean, the your town life and that, what went on? Anything like in town or?
Was there much going on, you mean, in town, you know?
Not anymore than no, I don't think.
Well, I thought maybe because of the Depression, everything people might just stay at home.
I don't think it was never not much exciting. Second affair was about the most exciting thing they had. So.
What about after the Depression? I mean, was there anything like a big rush for jobs?
Well, it seems after that, General Motors steering gear kind of, you know, got it going and it improved. There was a lot of like the railroad up here in Marquette, you know, they had a good setup over there. They had their machine shop, they had their boiler shop, they had their car repair shop, their coat shop, And of course, I don't know, they got in with the city government, I don't know, but anyway, they moved out. They moved all their stuff over what they call the Wyoming yard, that's I think north of Grand Rapids. They moved everything over there. Well, that's what the PM or the CNO is now. They hired a lot of men over there, a lot of them. But they, somehow or another, I don't know, they didn't get along some. So they moved everything right out.
So all those people were out of work then?
They could, they had a choice to go with them if they wanted to, but outside they were out of work. If you didn't want to move, you were just out of work.
And what about, like, when just before the World War II, still pretty bad then?
Things kind of picked up. There was a lot of government work, a lot of that stamping plant out, the one out in Tennessee, what is it? Used to be crankshafts over there. They make those propellers for airplanes. And well, from there on, things started to roll, and they had the gun shop up. Well, that's Plant 2, Searing Gear Plant 2 now. It used to be the old gun shop. They used to make guns there, I think. I don't know what's it, machine guns or whatever it was. It's called out there by Malleable Iron. That Plant 2, Searing Gear. Yeah, that's the old gun plant. Well, everybody, all the shops had government work. You know, some made, they made these little dollies for bomb carriers. They had little, well, I got a couple of wheels to make for wheelbarrows. Wheels, that's what they were, you know, they had, I don't know how big of a frame they had, but anyway, they put bombs on it, they carried them out to the plains, bomb carriers. It was at Sagna, Stepik, it was up on the west side someplace, they made a bunch of that stuff. But everybody else was, a lot of government work, because it kind of slacked down after the war quit.
What about, like Roosevelt, how did the people feel towards him in this area?
Well, they felt pretty good after he brought Prohibition back, quit Prohibition. They felt pretty good about it then. That was money thrown away too, trying to enforce that. There's a lot of people drank that never drank before. So,
where's the
well, I'll tell you, it's when there's a war on, everybody gets condemned. I know War One, there was no more. Two guys were condemned with President Wilson and Kaiser Bill. They were on the list, way up on top. War is like Sherman. General Sherman said, "War is hell." It is. There's no.
But as far as our people around here, did the, like a lot of people think that Roosevelt is it, you know, is to blame for the war or?
The things he done was really wasn't right. Like killing off pigs, little pigs, you know, and all that stuff, you know. I don't know what their idea was, but anyway, things like that didn't go over so big. I don't know, it didn't around this part of the country here. I don't know how some other people felt about it, but.
Killing little pigs, what?
Well, that was before the war even started. Tried to cut prices down, and a lot of the farmers out in Indiana, down through in there, where they raised a lot of corn. They couldn't sell nothing. One farmer I know, he fired his whole furnace in the wintertime with corn, couldn't sell it. So he burned it up to make good fuel. I know that was during Depression days. They couldn't sell nothing. Well, as far as war is concerned, that was, he said, we were attacked. That is a question.
Like, and that art's going on TV, you know.
Well.
But who are you talking about now, that? Are you talking about Wilson or Roosevelt?
Roosevelt. That we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. I don't go along with that theory. There's a lot of them. Well, Eden War One was a family affair over they were all related, that King of England. The wives were the Tsar from Russia, that was all relation. It was a cult was assassinated, and of course, and everybody got into argument. So in order to go over and help somebody out, so me and a lot of other fellows, we were supposed to stop old Kaiser Bill.
But during, like you say, during the war and that, there really wasn't too much, I mean, around this area, other than the plants, the war plants, and that there wasn't really too much activity.
I didn't get that.
Other than your war plants around here, you know, they're hiring quite a few people.
Oh.
Wasn't too much. I mean, most of the young men were gone, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's when the women started going to shops.
That's right. Well, and they had this, Tri-City Airport, you know, that was a government. They had fighter planes in here. Then they brought German prisoners over here. They worked them here in the sugar beet fields. They brought a lot of German prisoners. They brought them over. I knew Hermann's had, they had some German guys. They had a guard, a couple of guards. Worked in sugar beet fields, hoe, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, they had them all over around here in the sugar beet fields. Now they brought them over here. Yeah, Hitler said, you know, that how he bombed America. Well, that was easily what they did. They took pictures of cities and towns where tornadoes had gone through and destroyed all that. Well, the German spies, they took pictures of those and then they sent them back over to Germany. Told the German people that's what their airplanes, that they bombed those cities over to the United States here, which wasn't even true. They never come over to the Luftwaffe. So, well, if they could make it stick, it was all right. They're still harping about some of that stuff about Hitler.
But like the Saginaw life around during the, you know, the big war years, was there quite a few people in uniform then or around this area or?
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a lot of them. I don't know how many from our church alone. I don't know how many we had over 100, I think, we had from our church alone. Uniform.
Was it pretty barren? I mean, were there quite a few people gone? I mean, could you tell the difference, like all the men?
Well, I wouldn't say just that. Well, of course, you missed some of these. Not from, well, our area here. There was quite a few from around here, too, that some come back, some didn't come back. Some are still suffering.
But was there anything since, I mean, the war up until now, any kind of a big event that you remember, I mean, say since World War II, that happened around this area?
Well, we built a highway over here since then. Brought the Permasaw Road up to our front porch.
Didn't that knock off a couple of acres of your land?
Across the road. Where the kids' houses were, yeah, there was.
So your land did run right across Hermansaw Road?
Yeah, we had 2.5 acres over on the other side. Did that butted up to Carpenter Township.
Oh, I see. And so right now you're limited by
Hermansaw Road is right. We step off our front steps, we're stepping on Hermansaw right away. That's close to come. So, but outside of that, besides,
of course, there's a lot of building going on now. Sounds here, but
so really, that's about it.
Well, I don't know if anymore. Of course, after a while, you think of a lot of other things. Could have said. Mm-hmm. Some things maybe you shouldn't have said.